Unit 2. VOA Special English News.
It is 15 hours 30 Universal Time, and here is the news in Special English on the Voice of America. I'm Steve Ember in Washington. People in northern Japan are recovering after a series of powerful earthquakes. Scientists say the first earthquake measured 8 on the Richter scale. It was the biggest earthquake in the world this year. The first earthquake struck the island of Hokkaido before sunrise. The earthquake started a fire at an oil center and forced a train off its railroad. People on Hokkaido say they were surprised by the force of the earthquake. Japanese officials report that more than 10 other earthquakes were measured in the area after the first quake. The earthquakes are blamed for hundreds of injuries. 2 fishermen are reported missing.
In Bangladesh, officials say 158 bodies have been recovered from the crash Friday of 2 passenger boats on the Meghna River. More than 100 people are still missing. The crash happened in fog near the town of Matlab. Most of the victims were returning home after celebrating the Muslim holiday in Dhaka.
The Netherlands. A fire at a New Year's celebration near Amsterdam killed at least 5 people and injured 130 more. Officials say about 700 young people were celebrating in the 3-level building at the port of Volendam. The fire spread quickly through the 3rd floor. Dutch police are investigating reports that all but 1 of the building's emergency doors were blocked.
Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi says he will move forward with his reform program. He told Japan's parliament that pressing forward with such reforms would lead to long-term economic growth. Mr. Koizumi said he plans to give Japan's mail service to private owners by 2007. Some lawmakers from his own Liberal Democratic Party opposed the plan. Public approval of Mr. Koizumi's government has been rising. Japanese media say he will dismiss parliament in about 2 weeks and set a date for general elections in November.
President Bush and German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder have held their first direct talks since their dispute over the war in Iraq. Both men are attending the United Nations General Assembly meeting. Germany says it will not send troops to Iraq, but Mr. Schröder was expected to offer Mr. Bush help in training Iraqi police. He also was expected to offer to expand German peacekeeping efforts in Afghanistan. On Tuesday, President Bush urged world leaders to work together to rebuild Iraq. Mr. Bush said he knows some countries disapproved of the Iraq war, but he said UN members should assist Iraq in developing a constitution, training civilian officials, and supervising fair elections.
President Bush has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin to ask for help in rebuilding Iraq. Mr. Bush was also expected to urge Russia to end its support of Iran's nuclear program. The two leaders held their second day of talks at Camp David near Washington. It was the first time Mr. Bush and Mr. Putin have talked privately in 4 months. The two leaders were also expected to discuss North Korea's nuclear weapons program, Middle East peace efforts, and the war on terrorism. Diplomats say inspectors from the United Nations Nuclear Agency have found small amounts of highly enriched uranium at a second area in Iran. The inspectors found the material at an electric company near Tehran. Highly enriched uranium can possibly be used in nuclear weapons. Iran says its nuclear program is only for the production of power. Earlier this year, inspectors from the UN Nuclear Agency reported finding small amounts of highly enriched uranium on machines in Natanz. Iran said the material may have been on the equipment when it was bought from another country. And finally, the economy of the United States is growing faster than economists had expected. A new report shows that the gross domestic product grew at a yearly rate of 3.3% between April and June. That is 0.2% higher than expected. The gross domestic product measures the growth rate of the world's largest economy. The report raises hopes that the United States is beginning to recover from a recession that started 2 years ago.